Congratulations. You're in the sub-state championship for the first time. It's been 15 years since Scott City's been in the sub-state championship game. That is big for you guys, for the program, and you led wire to wire. It was like a defensive effort tonight, and that, I thought, led the way for you guys tonight.
You know, we knew they were going to be coming at us strong. I mean, no one's just going to give us a game. And, you know, Colby has some talented players, and so I think the girls were pretty pumped because, you know, it's March Madness, and anything can happen, and we have to do what we need to do, and I was really proud with that game.
Absolutely, and you got off to the good start. It was kind of by a variety of situations there. It was Kiana Yeager who really kick-started you guys tonight with her 7 first-quarter points. She ended up with 12, and, you know, that was big for the team, and I thought they fed off that energy from her from the start.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, she was feeling it. She was owning the lane, and then you know, we just kind of picked up from there because sometimes when you start off cold, it's hard to get going. But it was from the very beginning. And, you know, I was proud that she was a leader and did what she needed to do as far as score on the inside.
Absolutely. And I know it wasn't the prettiest of games tonight. It's a lot of turnovers. But you guys own the glass as well here tonight. You had to be pretty proud with the rebounding efforts here tonight. And how you guys were able to shut down Colby. They only had 5 field goals the entire game, and you guys shut them out for about 9 minutes of the game, and that was, once again, kind of a test to your defense here tonight.
Right. You know, they're basically a team of guards for the most part, and so that can really create some mismatches. And so that was one thing we really worked on, especially in our shell defense. You know, call for help if you get screened, if you're trailing ever, because – we have to rely on each other. And, you know, Bailey, she was face guarding Vaughn, and sometimes she got screened a couple of times, and so we had to come out and help. And we didn't do that at the beginning of the first quarter, but then after that we adjusted and it went well.
And then you also had, it was kind of a slow start for Weathers. Really wasn't a part of the game early on. Macy ended up with 2 fouls that first quarter. She bounced back for 11 points in the final 3 quarters. But going back to Emily Weathers, it seems like Emily and Macy have this kind of rhythm when they're in transition. Or I think Macy had about 4 or 5 of her assists tonight to Emily Weathers.
You're exactly right. When they have like some sort of like telekinesis or something, because they feed off each other, because Emily runs the floor so well. And, you know, Macy is looking to get it to somebody. She wants to pass it. And so, you know, I was really proud that Emily would finish when Macy would get it to her.
Once again, it is Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here tonight. Lady Beavers winning it 51-28. And you guys built up the big lead, and it was kind of nice to not have to see a team come back furiously against you guys tonight, and especially with a quick turnaround for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a little uncharacteristic of us, isn't it? I mean, you know, I glance at the scoreboard, and I never think, okay, yeah, we got this. I never do, because the girls don't let me. But, you know, we kept going. We kept going, and, you know, that's what a sub-state team is supposed to look like, you know, a well-oiled machine, and we certainly did, especially second half.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, this is kind of fun. It's sub-state championship game, and they saw each other in volleyball. It's time to return the favor, right, with Holcomb coming back to town tomorrow night, and they kind of took over about middle of second quarter on against their game against Goodland tonight. And Goodland kind of looked like how they played against us. Had the big deficit, and then they made a furious comeback, but couldn't get any closer to 8. But see Holcomb in round 3, they looked pretty good tonight.
I thought so, too. You know, I mean, I didn't really know who could be the winner of that game. Honestly, they're pretty evenly matched. And I think Holcomb has some great athletes, and, you know, they have a great tradition. And so with them coming out with the win, you know, that's not something I was necessarily surprised about. But, you know, they want it just as bad as we do. And, you know, the whole Holcomb-Scott City rivalry, I know it's going to be there. This gym's going to be packed, and it's going to be fun tomorrow night.
Absolutely. I can't wait for it here. And you guys will be a part of it. It's going to be fun tomorrow night. Sub-state championship. Lady Beavers winning it here tonight over Colby. You sweep the series with Colby. And congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it here. I know it's going to have to be a brief enjoyment because you got a game tomorrow. And
that's right.
You have about 21 hours to enjoy it because it's 6 o'clock tomorrow night. It's game on.
That's right. I'm excited.
Thanks again, as always, Coach, for stopping by here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.